Hello, you're listening to the Anfield Wrap, and this is Three Strikes. I stole that introduction from Adam Smith because every time I'm on a show with him, I think, God, that sounds professional. So that's my new opener. It feels a bit like, I don't know, like I'm doing a voiceover for a higher end supermarket, and that's why I like it. With me today are Phil Blundell, Ian Salmon, and John Gibbons. And we're going to be getting stuck into three meatier, weightier, bigger topics and thrashing them out. So we're going
to. What's your favourite supermarket to shop in?
As in, like, if money was no object.
Yeah.
M&S.
Is it?
Yeah. You can't get some of the brands, I say, is the issue. You know, like, if you want to get, for example...
Their own brand stuff's good, though.
Yeah, that, like a Whisper.
There's an like, a curry shot, like a Thai red curry thing that you just stir in, like, stir in sauce. Might be the best thing in any supermarket in the country.
From M&S?
From M&S.
Interesting.
Unbelievable. There's, like, five in a packet. They're incredible.
I don't go to that one in town nearly enough. I went when it first opened and I was like, this is amazing. I'm going to be here all the time. Don't think I've been back.
The Edge Lane. I'm a semi-regular Edge Lane.
they know me there. I like Speak Retail Park. Good, M&S is good.
Good little loop round there, though. There's a Home and Bargain, a Lidl, and an M&S within about a two-minute walk of each other.
Edge Lane?
Nothing you can't get.
Get it all on Edge Lane, can't you?
Can't get a football ground.
It's true.
Not yet.
It appears to be true.
Yeah, but apart from that. Yeah. Is the night good?
Is the what?
The night.
I thought you said night. I was like, well, that's good. It's basically a 5 out of 10.
Is it? Yeah.
It's like an outlet one, so it's sort of...
Hit and miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But not as cheap as you'd expect.
No.
Outlet ones never are they? No. Outlet ones are never
And also they're not really selling things that you want.
No.
Some things they want rid of.
Yeah.
Well, that's your first strike.
Yeah,
done.
I hate it when I get all the hosts turned into AFQ.
To be fair,
I hate it when I get all the hosts. I'm hosting this dickhead, and I've just done that.
It's just mad that you don't have the printout, and yet you knew that was my first strike. What is your favourite supermarket? And
I'm always
why?
Interested. Always interested.
We're here to talk about the big issues. So, as well as that, we're going to talk about contracts. John, I'll start with you. What's Liverpool's thought process? Because I think if we're trying to put on our rational hat, we understand if you offer Salah 3 more years at his current wages and in a year he's finished, then you're fucked. And that seems obvious and sensible, but I think it's quite hard to be rational and to be logical when we're talking about these things. Or I suppose it is for a lot of people that are now quite worried